So the pay rises are coming for the politicians. You can cue the media frenzy. The remuneration authorities decided the PM can get a $50,000 pay rise over the next 3 years, which would take him eventually to $520,000. Your bog standard MP goes to $181,000. Now, Remuneration Authority Chair Jeff Summers with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, just talk us through your job, the stuff you take into account around pay, and whether this time round is any more special or not than any other time.
Well, what we do is we have five criteria in the law that we are required to follow, and that's what we follow for all 2,500 people whose pay we set. It is a little different with MPs because the law was changed about 4 years ago to say that after an election we have to do a review, and then we have to specify in advance the pay rises for the following 3 years. So we had to do that once before, which was in 2020 after the election. But, of course, COVID was in full flight. So we just invoked a provision we have in the law to say we're going to give no pay rises at that time. So this is the first time we've really done it this way, which is why our review was so extensive and our report is so extensive.
When you talk about the criteria, how much room for interpretation within the criteria?
There's always room for that, especially with remuneration management. There's always judgment involved. It's one of those subjects where you can't actually apply the scientific method. You know, there's judgment involved at every step. So, yes, there's quite a bit of judgment, but then that's why they have people like me on the authority. I've been in pay-setting mechanisms for over 50 years now. So, you know, hopefully I can apply some really good judgment, and we're pretty confident that we've got this about right, according to the law.
The opposition leader treatment I find fascinating. Where did that come from, and how long have you been thinking about it?
We've been thinking about it for quite some time, because it just every now and then we've had discussions with various political parties who've said to us, well, you know, we're in opposition, but the leader of the opposition isn't our leader anymore. That's a first-past-the-post thing. So there are some specific requirements of the leader of the opposition, so they should get paid better than other leaders because, you know, they do have some legislated requirements and they're involved in security, intelligence and stuff like that. But we think it's just a little bit too far ahead at the moment. We've only made a very minor change. And the intention is that we'll look at that in a lot more depth when we've got a bit more time next time we do a review.
Is the pay supposed to, what's it supposed to do in human terms? Is it supposed to attract people in any way, shape or form?
One of our criteria is recruitment and retention, but we don't believe that pay is a strong attractor or retainer factor at the present time. What the main criteria says is we have to establish fair relativity with what's paid elsewhere. And that's what all the technical detail in the report is about, how we went about that. So we went about that with the what's called the ordinary MP, the backbench MP, and we've aligned that with some fairly substantial salary surveys in the marketplace. And that's where the first pay rise came from. We didn't decide to give a 2.8% pay rise. We aligned with the market, and that ended up being a 2%. So it was a result, not a deliberate decision.
Do you tell people at parties you set MPs' pay?
Sometimes. I can tell you that I get some very interesting responses. The one I get most of the time is you shouldn't give them any money because half of them are useless.
Yeah.
But depending on who I'm talking to, it's a different half.
Good on you, mate. Nice to talk. Jeff Summers, who's the Remuneration Authority Chair.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.